The father speaks on behalf of his daughter. The 9th of July 1995. Revised the 15th of October 2017. The ruling came out, on a Friday, no less. The judgment was made, not a word left to guess. 6 years to the day, to pay for her crime. The judge gave the word, she'll start spending some time. The spirit was grieved, the son was concerned. This judge does not listen, the father observed. He spoke out of turn, not knowing the peril of using my courtroom to seek his own evil. The son's heart was broken. He spoke up with a sob, this lady was pardoned the day I finished the job. Our daughter is hurting, God said with a tear. Let us make plans to comfort, and heal, and teach her to hear. The father, the son, the spirit, in agreement sublime said, let's show her our love, in a process of time. We can each spend a year, of getting to know her, in teaching her our ways, that others won't show her. And when we are finished, we'll take down the ruling, and tear it in two, the judge notwithstanding. For the judgment of man, falls short of our grace. It tramples, demeans, and gets in our face. But our daughter, the beautiful, the one that we love, will be showered with blessings, peace, and joy from above. Her soul is our treasure, our highest concern. We'll give her our love, and wisdom unlearned. Fear not, my brave one. You have only begun to taste of my spirit, of life in my son. Amen. Blessings, R.C. Theophilus. To the enemy, I say this, by the Holy Spirit, if you touch her, you will be burned. If you point your finger, it will wither. If you put your hand upon her, your arm will crumble. And, if you seek to destroy her, by your own device, you will be destroyed.